what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And I'm excited about this next guest that I have on the program today, Rodney Smith. He is the founder of Raising Men Lawn Care Service. Rodney has done a great work. It's been almost 2 years since he's been on the Mark White Show, and things have changed for both of us. Of course, we're both trying to make a difference in our communities, reaching out to people to let them know that they can make a difference. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Rodney Smith.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for having me.
Man, it's a real pleasure, and I have been watching the work that these young people are doing, jumping in, taking the 50-yard challenge. What an amazing effort you have created through so many people willing to do this special work for others.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's grown tremendously, and like right now, a lot of kids have signed up recently, so it has really grown, and kids out there are making a difference in their community.
There's no way that anybody can tell you or me that there's no way to make a difference during this COVID-19 period.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many ways to make a difference while things are going on with the COVID, you know. So and these kids have shown it. I mean, they're out there every day, you know, mowing lawns. Right now, we have over 1,000 kids mowing free lawns in their community. And almost every week, kids are completing the 50-yard challenge.
I know that when you start an effort, a lot of times you may have in your mind what you think it will be, then it actually develops into something that maybe you didn't anticipate.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I didn't know what to expect when I first started. You know, I just mowing lawns in the community. And then eventually, you know, I came with the idea of the 50-yard challenge, which started with two kids from different states. And then from that, you know, now we got a thought. I never would have thought it would have been to where it is right now, but now I realize that there's no limit to what the organization could do and where it can go, you know. So,
and it's amazing that a young person can do what they're doing and have that spirit of giving and then watch them grow as a person and mature as a person because they realize even as a young person, they have the ability to make a difference in another person's life. I see the hugs. I see the appreciation from those who have their yards cut. And I see the smiles on the kids' faces, and the reward to them is not the lawnmower and the weed eater and the equipment, but the reward to them is the joy that they get for helping others.
Yeah, I mean, you see that a lot. I mean, it really makes a lot of these kids happy knowing that they're making a huge difference in someone's life that they're mowing for. Because, you know, the people that we mow for, a lot of them are in fixed incomes and stuff like that, and they really can't afford it. And so when a kid can come mow for free, you know, it means so much to them, and the kids know that they're making a huge impact in their community.
As I think about my own childhood, and maybe you could think about yours as well, one of the best characteristics that we can actually nurture and build is confidence in ourselves. And there's so many young people who lack confidence, but I would say that this effort helps to build confidence in young people.
Oh yeah, I mean, you see that a lot, and you also hear that from a lot of the parents, that it's building confidence in kids, and now a lot of them feel that they can go and achieve other things. That's really important.
Again, I see the smiling faces and the joy that it brings them to be able to do this. You go from state to state. How does it work, Rodney?
Yeah, so whenever a kid reaches the 50-yard challenge, I take them a brand-new lawnmower, weed eater, and blower. So in the last few months, about 15 kids probably have completed it. So I've been as far as Oregon on the West Coast and as far as Connecticut on the East Coast in the last few months. I've been to Texas. I've been to Missouri, I think, twice. Ohio.
Wyoming.
Illinois. Yeah, so I've been to Utah. Yeah, I've been a lot of places. It's all over. Just completing it right now, man.
You actually live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes.
So we're about 30 minutes away from each other. I'm located in Athens. And I've just looked at it this way, Rodney. What you do reaches across the country and potentially the world. I feel like the Mark White Show can do the same thing. Just because we live in North Alabama or we're in a particular area doesn't mean that you can't reach out to places beyond your own circle. This effort covers a lot of people who are low income, and mm-hmm. also disability and older age, where they just can't go out and cut their grass. And a lot of cities and towns have these requirements for how a yard has to look. And I can understand the feeling this must bring to these people when they know that they have somebody to help take care of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a real great feeling. And, you know, the goal is to someday, you know, have chapters in all 50 states, because it's a service needed everywhere. Get more kids involved, because it's so many lawns that need help and so many people that need this help. And that's the goal, just to build up the organization even more and get even more kids and start chapters with adults. And because it's needed in every single state and every country you go. And like you said, I mean, a lot of places have requirements on lawns, and if it's not cut, you know, they get a fine.
I know you touched on it a little bit earlier in the conversation, but share with listeners who haven't heard before about Raising Men Lawn Care Service the background that you have and what caused you to want to be involved with this effort to found it.
Well, back in 2015, I was coming across an elderly man outside mowing his lawn. It looked like he was struggling, so I pulled over and helped him out. And that night, I decided I'll start mowing free lawns for the elderly, disabled, single parents, and veterans here in Huntsville, Alabama. At the time, I was getting my bachelor's in computer science, so I thought I could mow 40 lawns by winter. But I mowed 40 lawns so quick that I might go to 100. A month and a half later, I reached my 100th lawn, and that's when the idea of Raising Men Lawn Care Service came about, where I'll still mow free lawns for the elderly, disabled, single parents, and veterans. But now, include kids ages 7 to 17 and show them the importance of giving back to their community. And it just grew from that.
Rodney, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how other young people can join this effort. This may be the first time that parents or grandparents or caretakers are hearing about Raising Men Lawn Care Service. And they may be interested in their young person being involved. We may have a young person listening, wanting to be involved themselves. Let's share that when we come back, okay?
Yeah.
Folks, we're talking to Rodney Smith with Raising Men Lawn Care Service. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more, and we're going to talk about how you can become involved in Rodney's effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I have been talking to Rodney Smith. He is the founder of Raising Men Lawn Care Service based in Huntsville, Alabama. Rodney has reached out to young people across the country
and made a real difference in the lives of others. We talked about the people who are affected by this special effort, getting their yards cut, whether they be disabled, older, military, single parents. It is an amazing effort that young people have built confidence. They have a great joy that's brought to them because of doing something for others. And I want to welcome Rodney Smith back to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Rodney.
Oh, thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Always glad to have you. This is the second time I believe you've been on the show. It was a couple of years ago that I had you on the show. As I said in the first segment, things have changed for both of us and for the better. These efforts are growing. They're making a difference in the lives of others. When you start something and you work so hard at it, it's good to see the fruits of your labor. For you, I know seeing the faces of the people who are receiving the yards getting cut, and then also the young people who are out there doing this activity, is very rewarding to you and means so much.
Oh, yeah, it's very rewarding, man. Seeing these kids, I mean, almost every single day, kids are completing it. 2020 is going to be our biggest year for kids completing the 50-yard challenge. So, you know, it's a very good thing to see.
One of the things that I do want to do right now is allow other younger people to have an opportunity to be a part of your effort. You said there's over 1,000 kids involved with Raising Men Lawn Care Service already?
Yes.
Wow, let's make it 2,000, okay?
Okay.
So how does a young person get involved with Raising Men Lawn Care Service? I see these signs from young people holding up, I'm taking the 50-yard challenge. What are the steps to get to holding that sign and taking that challenge through Raising Men Lawn Care Service?
Oh, they go on our website, and if they want to do it, they make a sign saying, I accept the 50-yard challenge. And in return, we send them a white Raising Men or Raising Women's t-shirt, along with shades and ear protection. Once they mow 10 lawns, they get an orange shirt, 20 are green, 30 are blue, 40 are red. And once they mow 50 lawns, they're on a black shirt and a visit from me. And I bring them a brand new lawnmower, weed eater, and blower for completing the 50-yard challenge.
What is that website, Rodney?
Oh, weareraisingmen.com.
Weareraisingmen.com. Where are you headed to next? I know that you don't stand still long.
Yeah, I mean, there's some kids in Iowa that are about to finish. There's a kid in Illinois finished. They recently finished them. So, you know, I'll be heading there soon, probably next week or so.
So when these kids are almost finished, they let you know, hey, I'm getting close, Rodney.
Yeah, so every lawn they do, they take pictures of them doing that lawn and send it in. That's how I verify they're doing the lawns, and that's how I keep track.
And I also want to encourage people to follow the social media, because if it stays on their radar, they're more likely to be a part of the effort, to help the effort, and have young people join in. So where do you want people to follow Raising Men Lawn Care Service on social media?
On Facebook, it's Raising Men Lawn Care Service Huntsville. That's our main page. And then on Instagram, it's Raising Men Lawn Care Service.
On Instagram, I see so many of those pictures of young people, and I really enjoy seeing it. I enjoy seeing the smiling faces of those kids and also seeing the people who are getting the benefit of these yards cut. I want to tell you, Rodney, I have watched you for a while now and your effort, and I want to say that I appreciate the great work that you're doing. You have started something that has really caught fire in the lives of young people and is making a difference every single day. And I just want you to know that the Mark White Show is behind you 100% in this effort. And I'll continue to share these young people and the efforts that you're involved in.
I really appreciate that, man. That means a lot, you know, because the more the word gets out, the more kids see about it and the more kids join up. And that's the goal, to get more kids to sign up and make a difference one lawn at a time.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Rodney Smith. He's with Raising Men Lawn Care Service, and I want you to go to the website, weareraisingmen.com. Also follow We Are Raising Men Huntsville on Facebook. On Instagram, it's Raising Men Lawn Care Service. So I want you to go check it out. I want you to think about a young person that's in your life right now that could participate. Talk to them about it. Let it be their decision. Let them decide that they want to make a difference in the lives of others. It will pay off in the long run. I guarantee you, there is no way that you're going to lose by trying to help another person. And Rodney Smith has set the foundation for you to be able to do it. So I encourage you to talk to your young people about this effort and get involved and take the 50-yard challenge. If you need a yard cut, I believe Rodney also takes those. You can share that message with him. You can go to the website and check that out.
Yep.
Weareraisingmen.com, and you can find out more information about that as well. We appreciate Rodney Smith with Raising Men Lawn Care Service joining us here on the Mark White Show today. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Talking about a hero. Hero.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimden,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.